My Random Bakes of Kindness has been a real hit on my website, and I was just telling Peggy about making double. So we made a couple of extra cakes here, and I'm going to take them over. What do you think about making double and giving cakes as thank you?
I think definitely a good thing to do. I really cannot think of anyone who wouldn't have a smile on their face when they get given a cake. So that's what the business is about, I think.
That was fantastic. Thank you. So we've basically decided that whoever Peggy feels has done the best random bake of kindness, and this is really subjective to Peggy, and she's going to read what people have actually done on this random bake, you're going to give your new book to.
Yes, I will. I will give my new book away, which I feel very passionate about. And I think it's also the most, it's very approachable for everyone. So you don't need to be a master cake designer to do what's in the book. So I think it's a really nice treat.
Well, I think whoever wins this is going to be absolutely tickled pink. So, and it's a really good thing to do. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm standing in the wine pantry in Borough Market in London, and all around me is hustle and bustle. It's got a heck of an atmosphere here. Did you pick this location because of where it was, or how did this come about?
I've always loved Borough Market. I've been coming to Borough Market for the last 8 years, and we were just really fortunate. We started off asking if we could have a small stall so we could display some of the English wines, but the logistic problems of moving the bottles every night proved to be a bit of a nightmare. So we were fortunate that the trustees and the Borough Market management offered us this location. Even though it's really small, it's a prime location. We're at the entrance of the market, and we're just really excited because most people haven't heard that English wine exists. So the look on their face, which is a little bit of confusion, a little bit of fear, skepticism, and then this huge broad smile as soon as they taste how good English wine is just unbelievable. So we're really lucky with the footfall.
How many wines have you got on here? Because I'm looking at, there are three shelves sort of deep, and there are rosés and reds and bubbly and whites. How many are you stocking here?
Well, right now we've got 35 different wines, but what we're trying to do is a rotation because there's so limited production in certain vineyards. Certain vineyards only make up to 2,000 bottles of a particular wine, so they need to sell it through the cellar door, obviously. So we ask that producers who have at least 300 bottles of allocation sell those to us, and then when we run out, we replace it with something else. It's very important to us that we have at least 3 good reds. We have about 10 whites, and for the winter time, we're going to go down to 4 rosés. But the sparkling are what really win the awards and draw people who know about English wine in. For us, though, the still wines are not only more affordable, but they're just so versatile. And I think it's more of an everyday thing. I think people still associate sparkling wine with some sort of celebration. So for us, for people to be able to take English wine, have it with their dinner, we talk to them about what wines we think would go with what they're having that evening. If it's a special occasion, then we can cater to events for that. And it's just, you know, we want to have as many good quality English wines as possible. They're not all to my palate, but between us, between myself and Dominique, we try and find wines that we think will appeal to the general market, for the Sauvignon Blanc drinkers, for people who don't like Chardonnay. We show them an English Chardonnay, which is un-oaked. If people liked oak, then we can show them the Madeleine Angevine, which is barrel fermented. And we really try and identify what wines go to their palate, because they don't know about the specific grapes like Orion, Phoenix, Madeleine Angevine, Bacchus.
We're talking about different grapes in England. Are there any particular? Are we able to grow anything then? Because I mean, we've got 35 different wines here with all these different grapes. Are we at that stage now where we can grow anything?
No, not at all. We'll never be able to produce a Malbec or a Shiraz. If we do, I think we'll find half of London will be underneath the Thames. But what Chapel Down are doing is they're buying the Malbec from Argentina, and they're going to be bringing it over and making the first British wine, which will be the Malbec. So I'm really looking forward to testing their winemaking skills and seeing if the grapes are from Argentina, how does that compare with an Argentinian wine? So that should be something really interesting to look out for.
So talk me through what's here in terms of these sort of bottles. They've got sort of like little tubes going into them and then caps on. Why is that?
This is by the glass machine. This comes from By the Glass, and what's really interesting about it is the argon, which I've got a gas cylinder over there, the argon replaces the oxygen in the bottles, also creates a suction, so we can have up to 16 bottles of still wine open at any given time without them spoiling. And what we're really liking or hoping to do in future is, you know, bring more and more wine so that we can have nearly at least sort of a representation of every single vineyard, you know, once a year through this machine here.
So you can literally sit in here and taste any of these wines as you're walking by?
Absolutely. What we do is we do 6 samples for £5. And what that means is we'll talk to people about the individual grape, the vineyard. Then hopefully they'll find something that they like, either by a bottle or by the glass, or come back to taste more. If somebody asks us for a bottle, we'll give them a very small sample of what we think they'll like, just to confirm that they do like what they are taking. Because if they don't like sweet wine and they end up with a sweet wine, they'll think that all English wine is sweet. So it's very important to us that we change people's way of buying, because we don't have the Sauvignon blends, the Pinot Grigio blends that people are normally familiar with and just pick off the shelf in a supermarket.
I think it's quite amazing that you can get a sort of taste of it like that. I mean, in some ways, I mean, if you live locally to Borough Market, you could get quite an education for almost like a mini wine tasting course here regularly.
No, absolutely. And that's what quite a few of our customers say. You know, they come out for a drink and they learn more about wine in general than they probably would, you know, anywhere else. We're really fortunate that we're very close to WSET as well. So if people are encouraged and inspired to learn more about wine, then we encourage them to go there. Vinopolis is further down the road as well. So for us, it's very important that we're not trying to say that English wine is better. It's an alternative to what currently exists. And, you know, we really want to inspire people to start tasting what they're buying rather than just drinking it for the sake of, you know, having a glass of wine, which is also fine if that's what they want.
I'm quite surprised at just how reasonable some of these wines are. I mean, you've got a wine over there from Norfolk, which I think is about £8.50 a bottle.
Yeah, we're trying to make wines as affordable as possible. So we try not to undercut any of the vineyards. But for us, our introduction level at £8.50, I think, is quite affordable. And we have some more expensive wines that go up to £18.99. And if that does seem a little bit expensive for what someone's looking for that evening, at least they can taste it using our machine. And then, you know, especially with the sparkling wines, one of our most expensive wines is £72, which is for the Magnum. So what we do is, this is a Magnum for Ridgeview, which is a 2000. It's a truly exceptional wine. So on the last Friday of every month, we open it and we pour it in glass, charging the same price that we charge all our sparkling wines. So someone can really taste something that would be unaffordable under different circumstances.
I think it's amazing. So, Julia, out of all these wines, if you had to pick one as your absolute favourite, could you pick one, and which one would it be?
Well, it very much depends on how I'm feeling. I'm really impressed with the Welcome Hill Pinot Noir. This is an early ripening varietal of Pinot Noir, which grows exceptionally well in the UK. It's, I think it will stand up to most New Zealand Pinot Noirs, and I'll show you that one in a minute. I'm just really quite in love with it. I also love Sharp and Barrel Fermented. It's a journey in a glass. It starts off with a little bit of wood, and then it ends up having some beautiful toffee notes towards the end. So what you have at the beginning of the glass and what you end up with is completely different, and it's a really fun journey.
Shall we try some?
Absolutely.